Je suis accompagnée en ce moment de Robbie Campbell du film Pivot. Enchantée, Robin.
Nice to meet you too, Jenna.
Et alors, il faut dire qu'elle est aussi accompagnée d'un petit personnage que vous verrez sur la photo de l'interview, qui est donc le personnage de son film. Can you talk to us about this character that you're bringing with you on the carpet today?
Yes, this is Ashley. She's 12 years old. It's her birthday, and her mom wants her to wear a really horrendous dress that she absolutely does not want to wear. And so Ashley is going to go through a little journey of battling this dress and her feelings about confronting her mom about how she's forcing her to be someone she doesn't want to be.
Wow. I mean, this is a pretty huge accomplishment. You're being screened with your film Pivot at the Holy Short Film Festival. What does it mean to you? I mean, this edition is quite exceptional, with a fourth category qualifying for the Oscars, the documentary. How does it feel for you to be part of this incredible achievement?
I had this festival down as one of my tops. We've been in so many around the world, but when we got into Holly Shorts, I cried. Like, I was so happy. There's something about being here at the Chinese Theater, in person, and just like being surrounded by such, I feel like there's such a high level of talent here, and it's inspiring, and I want to share this film with the world, and this feels like a great opportunity to do that.
Why was it important to you to make this film an animated film?
So I love animation because we can take metaphors about feelings and put them in there in a very cinematic way. Our whole location is a bedroom and the inside of a dress. And so we're going to go into Ashley's feelings and create a really big action sequence and a bunch of things in there that just wouldn't be possible with live action.
Can you remind us when and where your film is screening at the Holy Short Film Festival?
It's going to be on Monday at 2 o'clock.
So please join. Just before you leave, because I know you're very busy with this opening, how do you feel about an international audience discovering your film here at Holly Shorts, but also later in the future?
We made this film directly for an international audience. We wanted to take a problem that is faced by women all around the world. Every person on our crew had their own story of how someone forced them to do something in their physical appearance that they didn't want to do. It has already touched so many people. So I originally wrote the script to have dialogue, and very quickly we removed that dialogue, and it is a dialogue-less film so that anyone in the world can watch this film and understand it. The story is universal.
Félicitations, Robin. C'était pour la radio du cinéma.